In a genomic world, you have a map of the DNA that structures your cells into enhancer, promoter, or exonic regions. These can either be normal or abnormal, or mutated or lost, so you have a binary outcome effectively. So you end up with a sort of black and white cartoon map of the genome, and this is what's been published as the human genome. In the epigenomic world, you have detail of this. You have the same structural elements you've seen in the genomic world, but you have multiple biochemical modifications that can be added to each of these to alter the expression or the function of the gene. As a consequence, you have dynamic expression, not just binary, so a gene can be somewhere between 1 and 100% expressed, and these are reversible biochemical modifications, so they change as a cell changes with life. As a consequence, you have much detail and much colour of the genome, and that's why it's so exciting nowadays.